Welcome, everyone, to episode number 5 of the Laser Cube podcast. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Tyler Crawley. With me for the last 4 episodes, so we brought him back for the 5th. Dean Brennan is here. Dean, what's up, man?
I'm glad I'm still here.
Yes. You never know. You never know in this business what's going to end up happening. Now, this is the Vision episode, and we've talked about Vision before in previous podcasts, but I think it's important to, state for the record what exactly Vision is.
So IPG's vision system, I know we talked about it in other podcasts. The reason why I wanted to talk about it here is that both the customers we're visiting in this episode use the vision every day. And one is a stamper. That's a Marco Swan at Signet Stamping in Glendale, California. And then Dave Rivard at Detroit Nameplate. In Detroit.
Yeah. And we have a bunch of clips to get through. We're going to start with Marco. And we started off by basically, like you do with every interview, kind of understanding what exactly Signet Stamping is. And he also talked about, you know, why he sort of went with the IPG Laser Cube.
Well, Signet Stamping and Fabricating is a classic short run metal stamping, sheet metal fabricating company. Although we do some million piece runs, we typically run 50 pieces to 50,000 pieces. So we do quick turn, short run tools, low cost tools, and we put a guarantee on the tools for life. We service aerospace, medical, automotive aftermarket, sporting goods, all sorts of household things, pretty much anything that industry needs. For Signet's needs, IPG provided a smaller footprint laser rather than a full bed laser. It's a 48 by 48 or 50 inch by 50 inch bed that fits our requirement better in that we can put small sheets in. We don't have to have the heavy handling equipment to get a full size sheet onto a machine. It suits us for the short runs. The IPG fiber optic is much faster than the CO2 laser that we also run. It has its place, of course. But the fiber optic is just so fast, and it requires a lot less maintenance, which is just an added bonus.
So I think one of the important takeaways from all of this is, of course, as most people, Marco started with one machine and then ended up going with two, I guess, after discovering how awesome it was based on everything he was talking about.
Well, yeah. So actually his wife owns a business, and they purchased, he actually bought a laser cube, and then they purchased a laser cube last year. So the family has two laser cubes, but in this case, Marco had a CO2 laser, and he runs a laser cube right next to the old CO2, and he says it's faster and everything, but the old machine, really, they don't have as much value, so you might as well run it. They have more value by running them. So
yeah, and we're going to get to clip number 3 here, where I asked him what he replaced it with, and he was like, no, actually, that was adding to this. That's why he says I didn't replace, you know, and why he added it, I think, is also very important.
I didn't replace. I added. So we went from one laser to two lasers. Obviously, I've been keeping an eye on fiber optic for years, watched them become more economical to purchase. That small footprint was definitely a deciding factor for us. And the idea that so many of the system integrators are using the IPG laser element in their machines spoke well for the equipment.
And I like that he mentioned that so many other integrators are using the IPG laser, and that clearly, to him, spoke well for IPG.
I like the home field advantage whenever I can get it.
And that brings us to clip number 4, where we did, in fact, ask him about, which is the entire purpose of this episode, of course, the vision system.
We use the vision system to pick up judiciary marks when we need to, because we're multifaceted. We actually combine turret press parts, stamped parts, and machined parts, and then they end up on the laser for additional operations, either blanking or trimming the outside or doing unusual holes. The fiduciary marks help us pick up where we need to without doing extensive fixturing.
Now, I can't add much to that because I have no idea what he's talking about, so I'll just let you respond to the clip.
I think the customers that are listening know exactly what's going on. So the next customer, by the way, Marco, he probably has the award for the best, coolest name.
That is very true.
Because Marco is spelled with a K.
That also sets it apart, because the only other Marco I know has a C. So a K, I think, adds something completely to it.
He's a good man.
And then we're going to move on to Dave from Detroit Nameplate, who you mentioned earlier. We talked to him as well about the vision system and why he went with the Laser Cube.
Oh, it's just throughput. Our production, you know, we dedicated one of them just for one customer, which we were cutting Haas panels, all their bezels, which was taking up all the time on one machine. And I just realized there's so much opportunity to use to get a second machine and be able to do so much other stuff here. Oh, it's a great tool. It's, you know, it's perfect for what we do because of the size sheets that we generally use, which are 24 by 24, 16 by 24. So the footprint on it is perfect for us. And, the speed compared to CO2 lasers, the fiber, there's just no comparison.
Now, I know we're going to get to the vision, which is the purpose of the episode. But once again, Dave and Marco both mentioned the footprint and the speed as being something that they very much like about the Laser Cube.
And they both already had lasers. So they both had CO2 lasers. I know Dave had a couple of different brands of CO2 lasers before he bought the Laser Cube. He bought the Laser Cube for one project, and then he bought a second 4-kilowatt Laser Cube just because he had opportunity with our machine. So it speaks well for us.
And in clip number 5, we had actually asked him about one particular why he wanted the Laser Cube. So we'll get to that clip.
It's good for us because what we do is when we screen print, you're going to get some screen stretch. And what it'll pick up the 3 points and adjust to that. So, as far as tolerances and everything, it's right on.
So, yeah, once again, I mean, just pointing out, you know, how important the Laser Cube was for what he was doing in his shop.
He probably uses it on every part, where Marco uses it on every sheet of material. So,
and then our final clip we save for last because it's probably the best. It's something we've actually talked about before in our maintenance episode. We talked about service, and Dave, I will say, is very happy with the service at IPG.
Service is unbelievable. That's one thing that I, with the other lasers, Dean can attest to this. With Coherent, the service was horrible. And service on the Mitsubishi was so expensive. And that's a nice thing about these Laser Cubes. They're virtually maintenance free, which is great. And my running costs on these things are basically cut in half compared to the other two lasers. So, yeah, I'm a happy customer.
Do we need to add anything? Or?
Well, I'm going to have to ask Matt, the sales guy, why we don't have the third order yet.
So I think we will end on that note. So Dean, as always, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for helping us, Tyler. This has been fun.
Absolutely. Once again, this has been the Vision episode here of the IPG Laser Cube podcast, episode number 6. We'll talk to you guys soon.